hello everyone. My name is Jens Lekman, and I used to come from a little place called Kortedala, a suburb outside of Gothenburg, Sweden, and I hated it there. And I couldn't wait to move out. But just the night before I left, Kortedala tricked me into taking a little walk, and it took me out to the forest, and it took me out to the little basketball field where I had my first kiss, and it asked me, do you remember your first kiss? Well, how can I forget? My hands still shiver from the very thought of it. But sometimes I almost regret it, like I regret my regret. I see myself on my deathbed saying, I wish I would have loved less. But that's when the feeling hits. So just lick your lips. These are the good times that you'll miss when you are sipping on the sweet nectar of your memories. Just take a sip and let it wet your lips. You won't understand all this until you're sipping on the sweet nectar of your memories. Last night I ran into my old life, still waiting for someone at the station. Someone never made it into my new life. So I called up Lisa, 'cause she's my only friend. Lisa, I don't know anymore. Every heartbeat needs a reason. She said, that's where the feeling hits. So just lick your lips. Can you smell the springtime in the breeze? You gotta stop sipping on the sweet nectar of your memories. I take a sip, I let it wet my lips. I think back on that kiss. I can't stop sipping on the sweet nectar. Ladies and gentlemen, on bongos tonight, Miss Tammy Carlson.
Don't know 'cause it just passes right through ya. You don't know what I'm going through.
still never told you about unstoppable sorrow. You still think I'm someone to look up to. I still don't know anything about you. Is it a you too? You got so much to live for. Little sister, you got so much to live for. But sister, it's the opposite of hallelujah. It's the opposite of me and you. You don't know, cause it just passes right through ya. You don't know what I'm going through. So the thing about this place that I talked about, Cortadala, is that it's built like a labyrinth, like a maze. So it's easy to find your way in, but you'll never find your way out again. And every time I called a taxi or something like that, I always had to print out Google Map directions. They always requested that, and I did that as I was leaving for the last time, and I looked down on the paper for my Google Map directions. And in my head, it turned into a new song, as always. And the song is called New Directions, and it's a sound of triumph. And it sounds like this. One, two, three, four. Take a ride at the roundabout, not a ride, get you round and out. The left for 0.2 km, merge into 45, I take a ride again. Turn slight left at the passing Bellevue. 45 merges into E20, the E20 merges into E6. The sunset burns and the fire breaks. They say this is what you. But I don't know who my friends are anymore. Sometimes I get this feeling this town's been constructed around me, just like in Philip K. Dick's Time Out of Joint, that I'm being used for some purpose in a future I did not know I lived in, a heart I didn't know could be breaking. They say this is what your friends are for, but I don't know who my friends are anymore. They say this is what your friends should be for, but I don't know who my friends are anymore. Take a left when you come out the door. Go past Peggy's grocery store. Walk down Calendar Road to the stops. There's a funeral home and some empty shops. Just wave your hand to the cruising cops. Sing flowers on all the doorknobs. The bells is waiting down the hill. Your left hand wrapped around the mid-pastille. Your right hand wrapped around the milk white stone. From this point you'll never be alone. Thank you. Thank you. was playing in Istanbul, Turkey, a few weeks ago. And after the show, this guy came up to me and he said, "You didn't play my favorite song." What song is that? That song that goes, doo-doo. Do you know any words, any titles? No, it just goes, doo-doo. Do you know what record it's on? No, it just goes, doo-doo. But I realized what song he was talking about, and it's an old classic song that I wrote when I was 18 or 19, and it goes like this. I'm not sure how to start the song with this setting. Do you want to start, Tammy? Maybe everyone at the same time? It's like, one, two. I missed the last train. I killed the party again. God damn. I wanna sleep in my bed. I wanna clean up my head. Don't wanna look this dead. Don't wanna feel this dread. Kill the party again. I ruined it for my friends. Oh, you're so silent, chance. Well, maybe I am, maybe I am. Now I went to Central Station. No time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I don't. Stories about the black caps and the way they drive. That if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up to music, take me home or take me anywhere. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me no questions. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me no questions. Just turn the music up and keep your mouth shut. Black hair. Thank you. That was Marla Hansen and Colette Alexander on strings. Thank you so much for playing so beautifully. Can I have a little bit of this guitar in my voice? Or just a little bit. I'm gonna play one last song. And it's a song about my old hairdresser. And you can laugh and you can say, Jens, why do you write a song about your hairdresser? But when I lived in Kortedala, the only good thing that happened there was once a month going over to this place across the street called Kortedala Beauty Center and having my hair cut. And that's where Shirin worked. Shirin, 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 Shirin. Shirin, 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 Shirin. When Shirin cuts my hair, it's like a love affair. Let those locks fall to the ground or let them stay midair. I show her my passport, what I looked like, but she just smiles and lets me know it's gonna be alright. Shirin, 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 Shirin. Shirin, 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 Shirin. When Shirin cuts my hair, mama sitting in the rocking chair. She tells me stories from the war in Iraq, cause they were there. Shirin pulls my head to the side, but in the mirror I can see a tear in her eye. Shirin, Shirin, Shirin. Shirin, 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 Shirin. Your hands are soft. Your hands are soft just like silk. You're a drop of blood. You're a drop of blood in my glass of milk. Your hands are soft. Your hands are soft just like silk. You're a drop of blood. You're a drop of blood in my glass of milk. When Shirin does her magic to my frizzy straws, immigration and tax representatives stumble upon the laws. But what if it reaches the government that you have a beauty salon in your own apartment? I won't tell anyone. Shirin, Shirin, Shirin. I won't tell anyone. Shirin, 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 Shirin. I won't tell any. Thank you very much. And thanks to NPR.
what I love about you and seeing you, because the first time I saw you was yesterday, you know, I've loved your music for a while, is your love for being a performer on stage. And really, it's an art that's like dying, absolutely dying. Where did you find that?
I don't know, actually. I think at some point I was, I started telling stories, and I started just being an entertainer for a little while. And I was doing, I remember I was doing a tour with Frida Hyvönen. Do you know her?
I don't know her. Tell me about her.
She's a friend from Sweden, and she's also strictly Canadian. An amazing artist. And we were performing together, and at some point during that tour, I think she said, you know, I really like your stories, and I really like your songs, but maybe you should decide if you're a musician or a stand-up comedian. I thought that was pretty funny.
So, comedian or musician?
No, I'm a musician. I mean, I use a lot of comedy in my songs and all that. Although I was the Melbourne comedy. I think, I don't know if I told you, I moved to Melbourne, Australia some time ago, and the Melbourne Comedy Festival, which is a really big comedy festival, it, asked me if I wanted to do a stand-up show. Which I thought was pretty funny. I don't see myself as a very funny person, actually. I have to sit and reconstruct my jokes and write them down on paper. I'm not a spontaneously funny guy, you know.
It's not belly laugh, right? It's a sweet charm that on stage for most people going to hear music is such a palate cleanser and so refreshing. So it really stands out. So if you start becoming conscious of that idea that you like to tell stories and so forth, and you, does it begin to change the way you start to write your songs? Or have you always written songs that have stories inside of them?
I think so, but maybe lately the stories have become more elaborate and started to become longer, and I've been working more on them. I've been working more on the dialogues and the songs and little details and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do they make you laugh inside a little bit? Is that when you know it's right?
I'm down on the just lying on the floor, just giggling when I write a song that really really comes together. You know, they usually come together in like 2 minutes when the hook and all that, and then they just have me lying on the floor giggling. Yeah.
Your songs have this wonderful dense layer going on too, so it's not. Do you know who Tom Lehrer was? Tom Lehrer. Yeah. Okay. So it's not Tom Lehrer. It's not simple piano. Lots of funny words, song's over, next funny song, maybe a story in between. There's like something reminds me of something I would hear in a Jimmy Webb song, or, you know, that kind of, you don't hear that. I mean, that's not in much music these days. So that's another thing. It seems out of time. Maybe what I keep coming back to is this, the sense of what's refreshing about you is it's not contemporary in a way. There seems to be an older feel to what you do.
Yeah. No, I can definitely see that. I think it's just the way I work with samples and all that. I just seem to, you know, those are the records that you get for 10 for $1, you know. Yeah, I'm just picking things from here and there, yeah.
Your mom and dad listen to music?
My dad started a choir almost at the same time as I was born. He's had a choir for a lot of years now, and he listens a lot to choir music. I think mom has about 5-10 records or something like that. Yeah.
What's mom and dad think of what you do? Do they come see you?
Yeah, they're very supportive. They're really nice. Yeah, they've always been very supportive.
It's not the choir.
Well, you know, I had a choir for a little while, and dad was kind of excited about that, so that was cool.
New record stuff. Do you write those little things that make you laugh down the street? Can you get enough tidbits while you travel and all that stuff to start thinking about how to put together new material?
Well, not really when I tour. I can't really write that much right now. But when I moved to Melbourne on New Year's Day, I was there for a little over than a month, and as soon as I found a place to stay there, the songs just started flowing out of me, and that was very much a relief, because I was I hadn't been writing a song in months. I'd just been touring and touring. And I love that. They also seem to have a very warm and summery feeling to them. It was something like a feeling of having found a home or something, you know. It was like a very, it was summer down there, and everywhere you walked, it was like the smell of jasmine and in the air, you know. It's so beautiful. So I think that started affecting the songs a little bit. And I think there's an EP coming out as soon as I'm done with these tours, or maybe even before I'm done with the tours. I'm trying to record right now, actually.
Where would you do that? Where would you record? It seems to me like you'd want to do that when you're home.
Well, I don't really have a home. I have a little room in Melbourne, but right now it's just hotel rooms. But I have my little laptop and a microphone, and it seems to work out. And I have all these excellent musicians with me, the string players and Victor, who works with the samples. He wasn't there yesterday, but yeah.
So maybe like at the Omni up the street one night, you kind of lay down a track for your EP? I mean, could it be that simple?
Yeah, I think maybe this EP will be recorded at the Hilton Garden Inn. Yeah.
I look forward to hearing it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.